This National Carer Week, we're talking about the impact of COVID-19 on young carers. And to do that, we are joined by the CEO of Carers New South Wales, Elena Katrakis. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going, Marlene?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's all right. Pleasure.
Now, firstly, the New South Wales government released a carer's 10-year strategy on Monday. Can you tell us a bit about it, the highlights of this and how this will impact young carers?
Sure. So, look, it's great to have a 10-year strategy because then there's a 10-year commitment to really delving into the support needs of carers and really looking at some, you know, great changes for carers over that period of time and having agencies and community working together to meet some of those goals and priorities. And I think the highlight really is I think the four priorities really target the things that we found carers really need and what they tell us, they need access to. So better access to information and services and supports, focusing on that carers are recognised and respected and valued by our community, because often carers don't recognise themselves or they often go a bit missed, and particularly young carers don't identify as young carers and are often forgotten or not seen within the community. So they're very hidden. The other, I suppose, priorities are around improving the rights and sort of choices and opportunities for all carers, the same opportunities that other members of the community have. So particularly in terms of sort of improved financial wellbeing and economic opportunities for carers. And then finally, looking at carers having better health and wellbeing, because we know that caring can be, has great and significant impacts on the person providing that care.
Absolutely. It's so important to care for carers as well. Look, there's been a lot of discussion about how COVID-19 has impacted young people. And when we take that for young carers, it's ginormous. Whether it's balancing stuff like remote learning and caring, taking on those extra responsibilities and the anxiety of taking care of someone in the at-risk group. What feedback have you received on the impact this pandemic has had on young carers?
Yeah, look, I think it depends on where young carers are located and what those impacts are, because that can vary. But generally, we've seen carers, having to put in leave of absences and things like that where they've been unable to cope with the study at home in conjunction with their caring role. Sometimes carers don't have, and young carers don't have, the infrastructure and things that are required at home. Sometimes they don't have access to sufficient computers, equipment, resources to be able to study at home. So when things moved online, a family might be sharing a laptop or a computer. They may not have great internet access. So those things can cause concern for young carers and limit their access. Then on the other hand, we've had, other young carers that have said, look, it's been a blessing. I don't have to travel to university for an hour and a half each way. So that's given me more time to focus on myself and other things. So there's kind of a bit of a mixed things going on there. But certainly it's the impact of, for carers during COVID, it's the isolation. It's the lack of incidental respite that young carers might help, have when another family member might come in to help or do something else. And when we're in sort of full lockdown, then that hasn't been possible to provide that additional break and things like that. We know that balancing care and school or care and employment is very difficult. It's particularly difficult for young people.
Absolutely. And every person's situation is different. But yeah, respite care is one thing I didn't think of that's important too. Look, I wanted to highlight the issue of carers getting support for themselves. In the National 2020 Carer Survey, it flagged that a large number of carers reported not being asked about their own needs when accessing disability, aged care, health and mental health services with or on behalf of the person they cared for. Why do you think this is, and what needs to be done to address this?
Yeah, look, I think because things like the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the NDIS, My Aged Care, mental health services, are largely focused on the person needing the care, the person with the disability, the person that might be experiencing a mental health episode, somebody that's ageing. So those services are very focused on the person receiving care. And sometimes, you know, and often, and what carers have told us through the survey, their needs as a carer within that environment, in also supplementing maybe formal care services, are not taken into account. So it's really important that I think the recognition that we need for carers, and that's part of what Carers Week is about as well, is for carers to recognise that they're carers, but also community and other services to recognise the important role that carers play, so that they also are able to access services and supports for themselves. And the main, I suppose, centralised avenue for carers to access support is the Carer Gateway, which is a national 1800 number. There's also an online component to the gateway, and they can access a whole lot of supports, whether they're a young carer, someone, an ageing carer, any carer across the country can access support through the Carer Gateway and the Carer Gateway number, which is 1-800-422-737.
Absolutely. And just before I let you go, it is, of course, National Carers Week. How can carers get involved?
Yeah, look, Carers New South Wales is hosting a range of online webinars and events. So if they go to our website, carersnsw.org.au, and can register for some of the events that we've got today and the rest of the week. And we've certainly got a great carer panel tomorrow, which is being hosted by Georgie Gardner. So that'll be fantastic as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Elena, so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Marlene.